Scotty Reed here with a BTR News report. In this particular report, we will take you back to an earlier report when on Saturday on BTR News weekly radio program, we discussed Jeff Sessions on March the 1st announcing that he was going to change the policy at the Attorney General's office that will have real consequences for people who are being preyed upon by these corrupt slave-catching cops out here. At a meeting, as I reported on Saturday night, he told a meeting of attorney generals from all the different states that the Justice Department was going to pull back on federal scrutiny of police departments for civil rights violations against people of color. Now, this is his exact words. Rather than dictating to local police how to do their jobs or spending scarce federal resources to sue them in court, we should use our money, research, and expertise to help them figure out what is happening and determine the best way to fight crime. Again, this was on Tuesday. Well, guess what else happened on Tuesday? You had the same Attorney General office announced that it had indicted seven officers in Baltimore who were part of a gun tracing tax force who stole money from victims that they had falsely detained. They wrote fake police reports and lied to investigators and also filed for overtime work that they did not do, thus robbing the taxpayers. And this is according to a federal indictment that also came out on the same day that Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that he's going to pull back from scrutinizing these police departments, basically telling them they had free rein. Now, obviously, this investigation, which led to this indictment that was announced against these seven slave-catching cops in Baltimore, came out on the same day that he made that announcement, but it was started before he got into that position. This was an investigation that was going on long before he came into office. So what is he saying? That there will be no more investigations and that he's going to allow these slave-catching collecting cops, and that's what I look at, these ticket writing schemes. And it is racketeering. It's racketeering. When we looked at the Baltimore report that was issued, excuse me, not the Baltimore report, but the Ferguson report, which came out after the DOJ investigated the Ferguson Police Department, and they were found to be engaged in this scheme to write tickets to fill the coffers of the local municipality. And this is pretty much what they do. They're not out here trying to stop crime. And I'm not trying to indict everybody who wears the uniform. But there is a lot of corruption in these police departments. And if there are so many so-called good cops, then why do we see so much corruption and we don't see a whole lot of whistleblowing going on? So again, this was announced, or actually the indictment was announced on Wednesday, where the police department had entered into a consent decree with the Justice Department in the final days of the Obama administration. And that would be Loretta Lynch, who was the attorney general at the time, where they promised to stop these abusive tactics and discriminatory practices that included unlawful stops of drivers and pedestrians, stop and frisk. And so, again, I just want people to know what could be coming down the pipe as you have the current new Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who obviously does not care about doing his job and policing the police. This has been Scotty Reed with a Black Talk Radio News Report. You can find more reports at our broadcasting home, blacktalkradionetwork.com. And remember, to support independent black media, you can make a donation today to the North Carolina-based nonprofit Black Talk Media Project.